I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar pop, pumpy, yummy, yumpy. You're my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Lydia get revenge on our man Trevor, say aye.
Aye.
Good morning, Lydia.
Hello, how are you?
We woke up early just for you, okay?
Aww.
Woke up.
Thank you.
Just for Lydia. Now, we hear that you need revenge in the worst way for your husband.
Yes, for my husband. I'm so mad at him.
What did he do?
All right, so basically, he and our son have been bonding a little bit lately, and it's very sweet, but I thought that I needed some bonding time, so I would sign our child up for some swimming lessons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So he's been teaching him new words, basically. He's very little, our kid. And he's been teaching him new words and new expressions. And I just wanted to have some time with him myself. So I signed him up for swimming lessons. And it was a really exciting escapade for us. And the first day...
okay.
And it's getting more exciting, trust me.
Uh-huh.
The first day, we get to class. In the first week, everybody has to introduce themselves, and all these little kids are going around introducing themselves. And guess what my child said?
What?
My child said to the entire group, "What's up, mother?"
Oh my god!
Wait, how old is your kid?
He's three.
Oh my god! That was kind of cute.
I was mortified. All the mothers jaws dropped staring at me. Like, it was so embarrassing. It looked like I taught this to my child, and I didn't, obviously.
Oh my god.
Wait, how do you know that your hubby taught him this?
Yeah, so of course I knew it was him, because I called him up, like, mortified, venting about it, and he started laughing like crazy because he was the one that taught him it.
I have so many feelings.
So listen, man, I will say that I have choice words sometimes when I'm driving and someone cuts me off. I might say a word or two and maybe our kids repeat them. But I don't teach them these words
right. To
be cute.
No, this was purposeful.
Like, was this on purpose for this occasion? Or I don't even think that question matters. This is awful that your husband has been doing this and been prepping your son to start using the F-bomb wherever he thinks that it's necessary.
Right, like in a cute introduction to class.
Oh my gosh, that's so embarrassing.
What did the kids say to him when he said, "What up?" Did they say it back?
Like, kids are like sponges. I mean, all the moms are looking at me like, "Oh great, now my kid knows something that I didn't want them to know," you know?
I know, all these three-year-old kids. "Look, mom, I'm backstroking mother."
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, in the first day of class too. So it's like, this is, what are we setting up for here?
Oh god.
Nothing good.
Okay.
You deserve the revenge, girl. You deserve it.
Yes.
All.
Thank you.
I don't even think there's any more explanation that's needed.
Wow.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Carla, how many seconds we're going to give Lydia?
200.
200 seconds to convince and coax your man into baby talking to you live on the radio. Since obviously he's embarrassed you, we're going to embarrass him, okay?
All right.
Now, in the relationship, is there baby talking at all?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. But, I mean, we're raising a kid, so there's like... that's what's there, you know?
Right.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Wow, okay. True.
Well, he's not going to have no idea he's live on the radio. We got to embarrass him back. So hold on right there. We got to get Trevor's number. It's a cupcake call. Up next with your Morning Mess. Okay, the Morning Mess is back with a cupcake call. We had spoke to Lydia, and she let us know she needs revenge on her husband, and we're here to help out. So she took her three-year-old to swim classes. Very familiar. It's about the time we took our young Cruz Santino. Just kind of like mommy and me time, right, Lydia?
Yes, it was supposed to be special, warm time.
So when all the mommies and daddies are there with their little 3-year-old and 4-year-olds introducing each other to each other, the first swim class, your little 3-year-old little boy, when it comes to him to say hi to everybody in the class, he says, what now?
He said, what's up, mother?
I just can't. Like, imagining your little 3-year-old as a part of the class intro. Ugh.
I would be dying laughing.
How do you not? But then also, I totally get why you're so embarrassed.
Yeah, I mean, I probably turn feet white.
I would have Cruz hang out with that kid.
No!
So, right after you call your husband.
Yeah, to vent, because I was worried that our child had heard something or gotten into something he wasn't supposed to. And my husband just starts laughing his butt off because he taught it to him.
Oh, my God. Come on, parents. We got to do better. You can't be telling your kids that. You got to be teaching them that.
I know.
It's one thing you say it and they repeat and you tell them, don't say that. It's a bad word. But you're teaching, All in favor to get them back, say aye.
Aye.
Listen, how many seconds we're giving her, Carla?
200.
200 seconds to coax and convince your husband, Trevor, into baby talking to you live on the radio. That way, we can embarrass him back as he had embarrassed you at swim class, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
On your mark.
Okay.
Get set. Anyone have a starter gun, like in swimming?
Oh, no, not swim class. I'm traumatized.
Hello?
Hey, honey, listen, if you don't get this kid in control, I don't know what I'm going to do. He's out of control today. I need your help.
Wait, what are you talking about? What's wrong?
He's being crazy. He is throwing the craziest temper tantrum. I need you to help me. He won't listen to me at all.
Liz, what the hell am I supposed to do? I mean,
Can you do something that calms him down? Can you do like the, that thing you do, the airplane thing?
You're talking about when I'm feeding him.
Yes. Oh, my God. Anything. Just please do that. Do the airplane thing. Do whatever.
Honey, can you do it? I'm confused. Why me?
Trevor, come on, please. This kid is driving me crazy. I need your help. Like, put parents together. It's not just my job.
Oh, my God. What? All right. For real?
Yes, please.
All right. That's fine.
Okay. Are you going to do something? What are you going to do?
Honey, I'm not going to do the plane thing. I mean, he'll just get even more pissed off.
All right, well, can you just do something? I'm panicking. He's driving me crazy.
All right. Okay, fine. That's cool.
All right, I'm putting it on speaker.
All right, let me know.
Okay, go. Go, come on.
Ruh-roh. Somebody's not listening to Mama, huh? Well, you better do as Mama says, or else someone is going to be in big trouble. And if you're in trouble, then we're in trouble. And Dada, I can't be in trouble, because Dada, he ain't going to get no dinner tonight.
What in the world?
I have no idea.
What?
Trevor.
Wait, what?
What the hell was that impersonation of?
It sounded like you, Joey.
I know. I think he wants to battle Cookie Mother.
She is for Cookie. That's good enough for me.
Trevor.
I don't understand.
It's the worst Cookie Monster ever.
I can't.
Well, Trevor, you're live on the radio right now.
Oh, you got to be f***ing kidding me.
Oh, yeah, man. It's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5, and you've been Cupcake Call. Lydia, you want to let them know why we're getting them back live on the radio?
Oh, it's just pure revenge for teaching our child curse words for his swim lesson.
It's on. That's all I got to say.
Lydia, no more cookie for him. No more nom nom nom.
Oh, my gosh.
Gosh. Me like cookie. We really like cookies.
No, we know.
All right.
We really need cookies.
Oh, okay. We forget it.
Oh, my God.
Cupcake Calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.